Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Witchful Thinking podcast. And thank you for joining us this week with a really cool guest. We have Nikki Rutledge with us, and we're super excited to have her. It's just going to be Nikki and I this week. Brooke had a dentist appointment, and if you all have ever had a filling done, then you know your face will puff up and numb up, and it doesn't always go away as fast as you think it does. So sending her all of the good teeth vibes for this episode. But Nikki, if you wanted to just start off and tell us a little bit about yourself. Nikki has a really cool business, and I'm super excited to hear more about her story. So I will let you take it away.
Sure. And thank you for having me. So I'm Nikki. I am the owner of Moonlight and Mindfulness. We essentially specialize in everything holistic healing and metaphysical. We started this business, my husband and I, almost 3 years ago at this point. So I became a certified meditation practitioner and a crystal energy healer. I was leading moon circles in my living room. And that number grew extensively to the point where I didn't have the space anymore to sort of hold those ceremonies. So I started, you know, outsourcing and using small businesses and things of that nature. But I absolutely loved doing it. And I realized that I was really passionate about it. At the time, I was the assistant director for marketing at Boston University. And I liked my job, but it was just the business started taking off. And we have an Etsy shop for now, but we are in a few stores and we offer things like 100% soy wax candles with crystals in them. And we do organic tea blends. We do healing gift sets. So really anything you would need to sort of do your witchy practice or any type of holistic healing. But the business took off and I unfortunately couldn't do both. So I did leave my big cushy corporate job to keep pursuing this, but I absolutely love it. And we just hired some employees. And we got into Salem, Massachusetts. Some of our candles are in there. So I'm just so grateful for this journey. It's been a wild ride.
That is so exciting. Congratulations. That is just like such an amazing feat, especially for someone who is kind of, at least I consider, I'm kind of on like that same path. And I guess what was like, I don't know, I always love hearing like, what was the moment like when you knew you wanted to leave your big like cushy corporate job and you were going to jump into this? Because that's such a big like life altering decision.
Yeah. So the moment was when my really good friend walked into our apartment and I was on the floor in the kitchen bawling my eyes out, surrounded by 25 packages. And I looked up at her and I said, I haven't eaten and we haven't slept and I don't know what to do. Because I was so grateful, but I was so burnt out at the same time. And I was learning that that's okay to be both, but something has to give eventually, because you can't, you know, an empty cup cannot fill another. And right. I still, the entire time, was leading those moon circles and leading meditations. And I love the people I work with. And I wasn't willing to give that up. And I wasn't willing to give up our business because my husband and I worked so hard to get it off the ground running. And that was the moment. I mean, obviously, we had a budget out and be smart. I'm a Capricorn, so I don't do anything on a whim. Like everything is planned. And, you know, it took me months to finally take that leap, but I did. And owning a small business is not for the faint of heart. Let's just say that.
I agree. And were the packages, like, you know, sitting on your kitchen floor surrounding by packages, were those like packages that you had put together that you needed to ship out for your small business?
Yep. They were all the orders because it was Christmas time. It was like November, December. And there was just all these orders just flooded into our Etsy and we didn't expect it because we were so small still. It was the first year we were in business. And I just remember sitting there and it was like, I was so grateful because all these orders and it was just, you know, very successful. But at the same time, I was like, oh my goodness, like my husband and I seriously were pulling all nighters. We weren't eating. I'm like, this is not healthy at all.
Yeah.
So that was the moment.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That is such a relatable feeling having this, especially, I don't know, if you're super tuned into your spirituality or you're tapped into yourself and your body and your emotions or your higher self or whatever it is. And things are like the moment when things start to go well on a journey that I think you're like, or a path you're meant to go down, and having this overwhelming feeling of gratitude and gratefulness, but also being like so overwhelmed at the same time. It just feels like you have to explode. There's no way to hold all of that inside of your body. And it's, I love hearing stories like this. Just someone who left the corporate world and said like, fuck it, I'm doing what I want to do. And you and your husband, you know, did a really great job and now it's a successful business. And, I just love that. I'm so proud of you guys.
I will add, it's funny. So I suffer from social anxiety, generalized anxiety, PTSD, you name it. I didn't grow up in a very stable environment. And I say that because what was funny is when I was working at Boston University, my anxiety was at an all-time high. I mean, I was in therapy for it. They had these big events. I could barely speak and function at them. And what I noticed is I'm hosting these moon circles and I'm like a different person. Like I was like, whoa, like where did the anxiety go? Cause it like went out the window. Like I was a little nervous, but that was, you know, normal.
Yeah.
But that's also when I realized, I'm like, obviously it's because I'm doing something that I truly love and I'm not just doing it because I feel like I have to. Yeah. So I'd like to share that too, in case anyone's like on the fence about, you know, pursuing what they love.
Yeah. And it's crazy how many years or decades we can go kind of like fighting our body and fighting our intuition and our gut feeling. And that can like physically manifest as anxiety. I mean, I always, when I would have anxiety that was to the point where it was physically affecting me, I had wrenching stomach aches. My stomach hurt all the time. And I thought something was wrong with me. I was going to the doctor. And I was just holding in so much anxiety. And I'm really glad that you said that, you know, you're a Capricorn. So everything, you know, you want it to be planned. You're probably strategic and analytical about it. And you want safety. You want to be secure. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny how a corporate job, for anybody listening who may be entering the corporate world, maybe you're in the corporate world and you feel this, but we were kind of taught that like corporate was going to be safety, right? That was going to be a safe, stable job to have. And even though from the outside, it may seem like corporate is going to be more stable than quitting and like starting something all on your own, depending on the person, and if you're really just doing, you know, everything against what your body and your intuition wants you to do, it doesn't feel safe and it doesn't feel good. And it just wreaks more havoc than it's doing good. And I felt the same way in corporate. I, you know, and some people are just always stressed about, am I going to like get let go? Are we in a recession? Am I going to be the first one on the chopping block? Or, oh my God, I was 10 minutes late today and I have a super strict boss. You know, am I going to get in trouble because I got caught in traffic? And all of these things add up and they don't scream safety.
Exactly. And that was probably the biggest thing, like with leaving, was that for an anxious human owning a small business, my friends and I always kid around about it. I have a friend that also owns a really great organic makeup company. We always say we're two anxious people and we own small businesses. It is the weirdest job yeah. to own as an anxious person, because you just never know what's going to happen. But the thing is, you have to, like, I feel like my husband and I have built sort of like a security wall. Like, you know, we always have a backup plan, and we have our, you know, the things put in place. So if God forbid, you know, for whatever reason, things go awry, we have other, you know, outlets and things that we do. We don't just have the business. Like I said, we do like the services and I lead workshops and we do really cool events in our area. So we definitely try our best, but yeah, it is definitely terrifying. And we're definitely taught that corporate America is your little safety blanket. And oh, as long as you have a 9-to-5, you're fine. And it's just not really the case. Like my 9-to-5 was slowly draining me and everything I was passionate about. And for so many reasons, I mean, I was working in the city, so that traffic was horrendous. It was taking me an hour in and an hour out. And ugh. I just like, this is no way to live. Like, I'm like, this is, you know, I could be at the gym during those 2 hours I'm in the car. And yeah, just my, it didn't align with me at a certain point. I didn't realize that until I became more spiritual too. So,
yeah. And did you become like super or more serious about your spiritual journey? Was it like right before the pandemic? Is that when you started also hosting the moon ritual, the moon cycle rituals in your home? Or was that like way before the pandemic?
So it was before the pandemic. It was probably about a year or so before. Now I have always been, so I say I grew up in a family of secret witches. So nobody ever talked about their witchiness and how magical they are. My sister has these like really vivid, powerful dreams. My, you know, people that have passed away visit her in her dreams, but she doesn't believe in any of this. And she just thinks that it's like, oh, it's just a dream. And I'm like, you're so magical. Like,
yeah,
spirits are like telling you things in your dreams. And she just, yeah, just doesn't believe, which is fine. But it's funny. So when I was younger, and my mom was in my life still, she used to take me to Salem all the time, bought me my first tarot card deck. And I really was into it as a kid. I lost touch with it in high school, just because of my group of friends weren't very open to those things. And I sort of felt like I was always the weird kid growing up, but at the time I didn't honor that. I just tried to hide it.
Right.
So I did away with it. And then when my husband and I got engaged, I turned to him and I said, listen, I don't have the family that's going to support me during the wedding planning stress. Would you mind if I got back into witchcraft and kind of use that as almost like a way to cope? And he was like, absolutely. Can I do it with you? And I was like, if you want to, I'm like, that's totally fine. So yeah. So from there, I kind of picked it back up again. And that was like 2017, 2018. And yeah, now here I am. And I'm very open about it because I think it's something that we should honor.
That is so cool. I don't know if you ever have plans to write like a novel, but I'm like, oh my God, please write a novel about your family. I want to read it.
So I actually already have one completely written.
You do?
I do. I have not had the opportunity. So we actually just recently got really busy for Halloween season. We launched these horror movie candles that had like Freddy and Jason and Michael, and they just like exploded. And so I was just finishing, I finished the novel. It's in its manuscript form, but I have not had a chance to actually pursue getting it published. So it's like been put on the back burner so we could stay afloat with a small business, but
right.
It's there. It's called Beyond the Glass.
Oh my God. Well, I need to read it when it, because, I mean, you essentially like pitched me your family in 1 minute and I wanted a whole novel about it. So that's super okay. That's super exciting. Definitely can't wait to hear more details about that one later on. That's so cool. And Also, how wonderful is it that you're a sister that's just going like, you are so magical and you don't even know, like, that's, you know, even if your family isn't into it or anything like that, telling them those things, that's such a compliment, and that's such positive energy and love to give to someone, and to call someone magical and really to mean it, is great. So even if they're not into it, you're totally just like feeding them magical love.
Absolutely. I think back, the more I get into my spirituality, more in tune with my higher self, I think back to childhood and I'm like, wow. Like, my grandmother always told me she had a sixth sense or she had ESP. She never knew like how to put it, but she basically knew things were going to happen before they happened. And she was also extremely magical, but she never embraced it. My grandmother on my other side of the family was what I call a kitchen witch. She was always creating these magical recipes in the kitchen. It united our family when she was alive. And it's just remarkable when I think back on my childhood and I'm just surrounded by these powerhouse women that were so magical. And I just wish I learned more. And I wish maybe I asked at the time. I guess that's my only, you know, regret. I just wish I dug a little deeper, because we're definitely gifted.
Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful. Is your grandma still around, or do you have those recipes that she would use?
So I have her recipes. She's not around, sadly. Both of my grandmothers passed away, but this time of year, I feel them everywhere. Like, I feel like they are so close, and I always feel them throughout the year. But I was just telling my husband the other day, like, my grandmother, I feel, is like on my shoulder the whole month of October. Her birthday's also this month. The veil is thin. We know this, but she leaves me pennies everywhere. And I'm not saying pennies that you find just like on the pavement outside. She'll leave them for me, like in the bathroom, on my pillow, or like in the kitchen. And I'll know they're for me because I'll look up the date and I'll look up the numerology behind it. And it's truly our way of communicating.
That is beautiful. Is a penny? Did you ask? Have you ever asked your grandmothers for signs, or did they pick that item?
She picked that item.
That's so cool.
I recently went through a really tough time, and I found this penny in the threshold of my bedroom doorway, and it was just there. And it just, I looked down, it was facing me, it was upright, it was like looking at me. And I just was like, this is crazy. And I picked it up and I looked up the date, and it was basically telling me, hey, I know you're going through a rough time, but just hold on. And your spirit guides can see the bigger picture, even though you can't see that right now. And I instantly got the chills, because it was, the numbers just matched up with everything going on in my life, like from a numerology standpoint. So I was like, message received, grandma. Thank you.
Wow. That's so cool. And honestly, that is a message that I needed to hear today too, because I think this time of year, like you said, the veil is thin, and I either feel the presence of my loved ones that have passed on, or I think I'm just kind of yearning for it. Mm-hmm. And earlier this week, I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed, just starting to like spiral thinking about big picture things. And I got in the shower, and I was just standing there like feeling the water, and I was just trying to expel just negative thoughts that I was having, like, you know, imagine them washing away. And when I am in water, I mean, I'm a Cancer, so
I'm a Cancer rising.
Oh, really? And my mom, who has passed, was also a Cancer, and she was a competitive swimmer. So like, water and being in the water was her thing. It was kind of my thing growing up too, because as a July baby, all the birthdays are at the pool, and water was just a very special thing that we shared. And just like standing and letting the the shower just run over me, made me feel so close to her. And I had a great crying sesh in the shower. Sometimes you need that.
Oh yeah, those are the best.
And I just felt so amazing afterwards. Like, okay, I had the chance to feel bad for myself, bitch about whatever it was, and just throw the raw emotions that I was feeling out there. And I felt very comforted, and it felt like her energy. And afterwards I just felt so uplifted, and I was like, I want to go read. And I just felt encouraged to do things that I hadn't had the energy to do, that were important to me. And so that super resonates with me. And I'm sure there's other people, tons of people who are listening, that are feeling the same way around this time of year. So thank you for sharing that. That I love your family. Can your family adopt me?
No, you wouldn't want to be adopted by my family. Maybe my grandmothers. My grandmothers were beautiful human beings. I miss them more than anything. And I actually visited one of their graves the other day and just sat there. I just talked and had a conversation, brought some flowers. I put, it was funny. I had like a bouquet, and my grandmother and grandfather are buried next to each other. And I accidentally put like a pink flower on my pops's grave. And I was like, sorry, pops. I'm like, let me get that off there. Cause it was so pink. And he was such an old Italian man that I knew he just would have hated it.
Yeah.
And right when I laid it down, I instantly was like, I could almost feel him being like, get that pink flower off of my grave. So I was like, okay, I hear you. Yeah. So I take it off, and, you know, I gave him all like the dark red flowers, and I gave, you know, my grandmother all of the bright colored ones. And yeah, I just kind of sat and just reminisced and thought about, you know, her hugs and some of our last conversations. And yeah, it's a great way to honor your ancestors this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And so speaking of this time of year and honoring your ancestors, do you have a Halloween or a Samhain ritual that, you know, just that you've either done since you started getting back into witchcraft a couple of years ago, or a new one, or I don't know, I guess I've been trying to cultivate my own traditions. Either I don't love the traditions I grew up doing every year, because I grew up very religious, and I just don't associate with those traditions anymore. So I just love hearing other witchy people talk about what they like to do around this time of year.
Yeah. So, I mean, my celebrations start in August. So I'm a spooky human. I am so, like, I have literally like pumpkin tattoos. I'm just the spooky queen, and I love every second of it, and I embrace it now. I used to think I was weird because of it, but I've kind of found my people that also celebrate it with me, and that's comforting. So I guess in short, my celebrations, I always have to visit an apple orchard and a pumpkin patch. I love to pick my own, because I also bake. I used to own a thing called Nikki's Cakes and Bakes, which is hilarious. I don't like have that anymore, but I do bake, and I share it on my Instagram.
Yeah,
I put it on our website, and a lot of our followers love that, because that's part of kitchen witchery. Mm-hmm. So I pick my own apples. I go home and make something with it. Like I said, I typically visit a cemetery. I always dress up for actual Halloween. But during Samhain, every year I was leading a ritual. I'm not doing it this year. I'm doing like a virtual history lesson thing tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love talking about the history of Samhain and Halloween. But for a ritual, I love to write a letter to my past loved ones. And typically, I like to light a black candle for protection. And I like to sort of sit and I ground myself. I write that letter to them, and then I sort of ask them to protect me for the rest of the year. And I sort of reflect on, you know, the year that has passed, and I kind of not make like a pros and cons, but I kind of list things that I really enjoy doing, things I don't want to do again or would change for my future self. And then I just burn it with, you know, a candle flame, and just kind of like almost being like it's sent out into the universe. I like that visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many rituals. I've done quite a few when I've hosted them, and I can't think of the, we do a really beautiful one with, I think there's one that you can do with like rose petals. That's really pretty. There's another one you can do with apples. You can actually take a bite into an apple after, claiming certain affirmations for yourself. So it's really just about finding what you feel like doing at that moment in time.
That's really beautiful. And that's so funny. So I've never heard someone talk about how you can, putting power into your manifestations, like as you're biting into an apple. And this year for Halloween, I was thinking about, I was like, okay, I don't know what to dress up as. And that's like, I love this time of year so much. And I love dressing up mostly for like doing cool makeup and stuff like that, but it never fails. Every single year, Halloween sneaks up on me. And all of a sudden, it's like, shit, tomorrow's Halloween. And I haven't thought about a costume. But this year, my boyfriend suggested, he was like, you, actually, it was, I think it came out of something really sweet that he said. One day he looked at me and he said, you look like Snow White today. Like, you look like a Disney princess.
Oh.
And he was like, okay, what, you could be Snow White for Halloween and I'll be one of the dwarfs. I'll be Dopey. So I think that's the costumes that we're gonna go with. And I could be literally doing magic and manifesting in my Halloween costume.
Oh my goodness, there you go. Double tasking.
Double, absolutely multitasking. I love that.
That's such a funny take because I have literally been talking about my Halloween costume since like January. I'm not even kidding.
So I'm sure it's pictures of it are going to end up on
Oh,
your Instagram somewhere, and we're gonna put links to everything, and we'll have you shout out your Instagram and everything too. But what is the costume? What is the plan?
so I am being Pennywise and my husband's being Georgie and like the very bloody Georgie, like I, did him dirty in my, all my clown weirdness.
That's
So,
awesome. Are you gonna like, are you doing like full face
oh
makeup?
yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's so cool.
Yep, I cannot wait. We've had some really cool ones. I actually just put on my Instagram today all our past ones because last year we were Freddy and Jason. And like every year we just do something so cool. Like it's my favorite time of year. I've literally been watching horror movies since August to like prep.
Yes. Yeah. I love that so much. Last time, so actually just a week or so ago now from the date that we're recording, I was in Richmond and I was staying with Brooke and we were like, we need to watch something spooky. And so we started watching some spooky movies on Netflix and we binge watched The Watcher.
I'm watching that right now.
So, no spoils, but that may have been one of the first spooky movies I had watched all season. I've just been so busy that I haven't done all of the spooky things that I wanted to do, but I'm not mad about it. I'm having a good season. I'm feeling the fall vibes. Granted, it just started snowing today in Denver. Sad. It's gonna kill everything, but that is the point of Samhain, is just appreciating and recognizing nature and the beautiful foliage and life it gave us this year, and clean air, and now it gets to die and rest before we rejuvenate. And I can already feel myself going into a more, I guess you could say, hobbit or hermit mode, of like resting and taking the time to maybe even like what is the word? Not, I guess, acknowledge the things that I've gone through this year And, you know, sometimes we're very like, go, 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 go. And then you finally get to a good place. And maybe like where you were at on your kitchen floor, you're like, oh my God, I've been doing all this work. Things are going great. But I haven't gotten to like feel a lot of emotions because I've just been so on the go.
Almost like autopilot.
Right. Yeah. And autopilot has gotten me to many good destinations. But sometimes it's just I think we definitely deserve to rest and relax and be comfortable and feel emotions we're feeling. Sometimes it needs to be a good cry sesh. And sometimes it's just appreciating all the love that you've received and given. And this is definitely a magical time of year.
It's so funny that you just said that, because I was going to say, I think my biggest lesson from the past like 2 months has been to just honor how I feel and to also carve time for me. So, and I have to give a shout out to my husband for knowing this is my favorite time of year. And he was like, I'll be damned if we're so busy that we don't do all your spooky things, because he knew that that would greatly affect me, because I love this time of year and I'm not going to let it pass me by. And I can honestly say, as busy as we did a damn good job of even just like waking up earlier so we could like go apple picking, staying up a little bit later sometimes just to get like one spooky movie in. And we really, like, even before I hopped on here with you, the night, like the air tonight where I am just smells like Halloween, if that makes sense. And so when he got home from work, I was like, listen, I go on a podcast in 20 minutes. Let's just go take a super quick walk in the dark, because it's already dark here. And I was just like, let's just go. And we still like just stepped outside, admired the leaves were blowing by. And it's those little moments for me that just mean everything. And they put me in this present moment. And so I could actually appreciate the fall, even though we were busier than I think I've ever been in my entire life this season.
Yeah.
But very grateful that we got, you know, all the spooky things in. And, you know, now I can just look back and I'll remember those things versus how stressed and, you know, chaotic it kind of felt.
Yeah. It's amazing how much, I don't know, we call them the little things, but are they really little things? They like mean so much.
So much.
And you're right. The little things are the things we tend to remember. So that's awesome. A+ for husband. That's great.
I have to add too, with the crying portion, like I never used to really, I guess, not like let myself cry. Like when I was younger, I did, but then I kind of stopped doing that. But when I really went through a difficult time the past, I want to say like September was probably like the worst month of the year for me. I just had mentally, I had a really rough go. And I learned though that in my friend put it perfectly. I have a friend who's this beautiful healer. And she said to me one day, Nikki, crying is just your body releasing. If you don't release that, then it's going to go somewhere else in the body and ultimately harm you, whether it's making you sick or making you feel, you know, really awful. Just let your body release it. Who cares? You don't have to pinpoint why you're crying. Just let it out. Yeah. And after she said that, like something shifted in me and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get sick. So I just was like, I'm just going to cry if I feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, as a Cancer, maybe I am prone to crying more than the average, but, I do try to think about if I'm crying and I don't know why, you know, of course I want to understand. But you know what? I also pay a therapist to help me understand that. And it's in the moment, I think sometimes you don't always have to have all the answers if you just need to cry. And it almost feels like a shower cleanse. You know, if you're in the shower and you're imagining all this gunk and bad energy washing off of you, crying is the same exact thing. And the I guess I didn't really start paying attention to how I felt post cry until the past like year or so, but it's amazing how just like that is super tight energy, and it will go somewhere if you don't get rid of it. For me, it goes straight to my traps. I say that I have traps like a football player. Like, I have major traps and giant shoulders because my entire life I have been carrying my stress on, like, literally on my shoulders. That is not just a saying. So I actually feel like less pain in my back, in my upper back, after I cry, because that weight did not feed into my traps.
Yeah. And it's remarkable what stress can do on the body and how we carry it. When I, years ago, I worked at this radio station, and it was a really stressful job for me. When I tell you, I was sick all the time. Like, I went from like strep throat, and then I had pneumonia, and then I had bronchitis, and it was like crazy. It's like, who gets sick this much? And it was not anything I was doing. It was just my stress attacked my immune system.
Yeah.
Right when I quit there, like, I never was sick. Like, I was just like, this is so crazy to me how much damage stress does to our bodies. And it's funny you say the thing about the shoulders, because we recently got massages, my husband and I, because we both just, everything we've been doing is just so tough on the body. And the massage lady was like, honey, your shoulders are a mess. Like, they just, she was like, what is happening? And I feel like sometimes I do, like, I hunch my shoulders upward because I'm just so stressed. And I got to learn to, like I do with all my meditations, the first thing I say to people is drop your shoulders. I need to take my own advice.
That's, I am in need of a massage, and I would be happy if all they did was massage my shoulders.
Yeah.
That would be great. And I think Brooke and I have also mentioned this on previous episodes, but somewhere else that stress tends to go for me is in, like, to my hips. And there was a time, I think it was actually January, February, March of 2021. And I, like, don't know what came over me. I had no control over my body. I had to be moving my hips all the time. It felt so good. I bought myself a really nice pair of headphones, of like noise canceling headphones, as a gift to myself for getting through 2020. And I put them on, and I like curated playlists for, you know, specific moods or all, you know, moon cycles and things like that. And there were just times I couldn't take them off. They were glued to my head 24/7, and I couldn't help but just move my hips. Like, I couldn't stop. I couldn't be stopped. it felt so good. And I still find myself doing that. And now I'm like, okay, how can I move my shoulders? So I've been doing yoga, which I need to book right after this, another yoga session, because we are getting into hot yoga season.
Yep. And it's like the perfect way to just stretch out your body. I might actually be doing baby goat yoga this weekend. I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I might like treat myself for Halloween weekend, because to me it's like Christmas. So I'm just like, how can I treat myself? And I saw that there was goat yoga near me, and I'm like,
That is so cool. Goat yoga is on my to-do list. And that's one good thing about living in a metro area, is I probably have like 4 goat yoga studios to pick from.
Yeah, they're a little hard to come by where I am, but that's why I was surprised to see one. But yeah, I'm excited.
I actually, random, speaking of goats, just a few weeks ago, an old coworker and friend of mine who lives on a farm has goats that he like built this sweet little maternity ward for, because his goat got pregnant and she birthed, was it three baby goats? I don't know. I saw them at like 3 days old, and they were already walking and jumping. And they were way softer than I thought. Like, they're like little fluff balls. They were softer than my cat. And I was like, oh my God, you're so precious. Anybody listening who like has ever pet a goat before is like, you're just, yes, it's a goat, but it was so precious. And so sweet. I could cuddle with baby goats all day long. And doing yoga with them sounds really great. They're so energetic and bouncy. They literally bounce on the earth.
Need some of that energy right now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone listening, at some point we'll plug in the Ostara egg. So I guess you can start thinking of, or maybe you've already thought of an emoji that we'll end up using. So we'll plug that in somewhere towards the end here for folks that are listening and go comment on our Instagram page. But I wanted to take a moment to appreciate your website, because there is so much, there's so much good stuff happening on here. You don't have like a simple website. You've got resources and your recipes, and you can book straight from there. And this is like a little one-stop witchy shop, and I love that.
This warms my heart because I built our website from the ground up, and I always say like we saved so much money because I built the website. We didn't have to hire anybody, but that was the perks of being the assistant director for marketing at BU, and I went to school for marketing, so I got to use my skills in a setting that made way more sense.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, and I really tried hard to make it a one-stop witchy shop, because I was like, what would I want from someone's website? Oh, okay, I'd want resources, and why not put my recipes on there? Because I'm baking anyway. So I might as well. Everybody always asks me, oh my God, can I have the recipe? So now I just direct them to our site. And it's awesome when we see followers baking what I've baked and they share it. And it's so heartwarming. And I love the community feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have our Etsy shop on there linked, and our upcoming events and services and all the good stuff.
It reminds me of, I mean, this is almost like a digitalized grimoire for you. And, you know, these recipes, I'm sure some of them you've created, and I'm sure, you know, the things that your grandmothers taught you are embedded in here. This is really cool. I was looking through your website earlier today in preparation for this, and I was like, okay, get me on the newsletter, because I want to know anytime something is put out on here. There was a muffin or a cupcake that I saw. Oh, the wintry pinecone cannoli. I saw those and I was like, that's next. I have to make those.
That was the first time I ever like branched out. So I used to do cakes and cupcakes. And so, but that was a different kind of cupcake, because it literally looks like a winter pine cone.
It does. And yeah.
I didn't know if I was ready for that challenge when I made it. I made those last year, but I set aside like 2 whole days and I was like, I'm going to do this. And I like made it like my top priority. And I was so excited with the turnout, because I found it on some blog. I always credit folks when I, you know, find their recipes. Mm-hmm. But I found it on a blog and I just followed it step by step. And I was so happy with how they came out. Like, I didn't even want to eat them. I was like, I'm just going to keep photographing them because they're beautiful.
They're so stinking cute.
They were delicious. I did end up eating one. They were like,
you only ate one? Oh my God.
Yeah. So I do this thing when I bake. So I seriously try my best, unless it's something like amazing, like something I can't resist, like something chocolate based.
Right.
Typically I'll bake and then I'll give it to like friends or like, you know, neighbors or whatnot, to get it out of my sight, because I have good willpower, but not that strong. If there's like, you know, a bunch of brownies next to me, I'm like, get these out of my house.
I would fall under the classification of a chocoholic. Sugar. Who was I talking to the other day when I can't remember? And, you know, it was like, if I was being offered a cocktail or a slice of cake, like, you pick one or the other, I will always pick the cake.
Oh, it's not even a question in my mind. I'm not really a drinker anyway,
Neither
so
am I.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
Neither.
for me, that was more of like a spiritual choice because I feel like my third eye gets so blocked anytime I drink. It's strange. But yeah, so any day I would pick that piece of cake.
Yes. And then I mean, anybody who's listening, you are now going to have to go look at what we're talking about on her website because they literally look like when I was just scrolling through, I was like, she put a pine cone on top of that cupcake.
No, it's little Chex Mix. It's like little
Yeah.
cinnamon Chex Mix.
Oh, the cinnamon Chex Mix. Have you ever tried, what are they called? Muddy Buddies?
No, but that it was so similar. The taste, yeah, like I've heard of them, and I maybe have had them like at a party or something.
Yeah.
But that recipe, I remember that they mentioned something about that. So I don't know if you could also use that.
They look like Muddy Buddies, which are to die for. They're amazing.
Yeah, and it's funny. I have so many more plans for that website that I just haven't gotten around to because I eventually want to put rituals on there and I want to do things that we were gonna start doing, like a monthly subscription box that had a ritual. I did a soft open for that. I sort of did like an August self-care box, but
Yeah.
I think people really like the subscription, so we just didn't have the time. But I'm hoping, get some like rituals on there and all that good stuff. We have so many plans. We just haven't had a moment to get them up and running.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. And so just to like entice people even more because you have to go look at at Nikki's website. It is really good. So things that you can book with her are okay, so the Halloween history and oracle card reading. So you do love and kindness meditation, guided meditations, intros to shadow work. That one's probably, I don't know if that's like one of your most requested services, but I feel like that is the one of the biggest questions we get from people messaging into the podcast is I want to start shadow work, but I don't even really know what that means, and I don't know where to start.
Yeah, so I did last year I did the course where I did three. It was like a almost like a course 1, 2, and 3 for shadow work. And then the great thing is, so I did just recently teach that one, but I offer all the workshops as one-on-ones too. So if you are someone that's like, oh, I missed that workshop, or when are you having that again? And I just don't have it planned as a workshop, all of those can be booked as a one-on-one, which I actually love. Because sometimes people, it gets really personal. And I think sometimes people want that to be just a one-on-one session.
Yeah.
But actually, my most requested workshop, which I had a new moon circle a few nights ago, and everybody was like, when are you doing Crystals 101? That's the biggest thing. I've taught that like 5 times, and people still ask, like, can you do Crystals 101 again? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I guess. So I might be booking that soon. By popular demand. But yeah, that and cord cutting are the two big things that I offer. I love cord cutting saved me in a lot of ways. So I feel like teaching that for me comes from such a place of love, and I want people to have that tool to help them the way it helped me.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why I love teaching that so much.
Yeah, that's cord cutting, especially oh yeah, 'cause you the intro to energetic cord cutting, one-on-one workshops to releasing negative attachments. That's also one that we get people DMing us or sending us emails and we 'cause I don't think we don't have an episode that we've like dedicated to it or anything. I think we've talked about it here and there. And then also natal chart readings. Okay. So this is, I wanted to say this on the podcast because, okay. I mean, I've gone to somebody and gotten a natal chart reading done because there is just no way in hell that when I first started getting into spirituality and witchcraft, that I looked at that natal chart and knew what the fuck was going on. At all or what any of that meant. And I don't remember who helped me at this point because it was years ago, but someone just broke every little thing down for me and it was really great. And it was something that I then had this information to reference later on. And I always love, recommending people that we know, that we've spoken to, people who have their own small business. So anybody listening who's messaged us recently about natal chart readings, or if that's something you're interested in, if you would like to gift it as a present, I know some people will get natal chart readings and like turn them into a book for a loved one or something.
Oh yeah. So I just have to interrupt you for a moment because I actually am not the one that like does them. I partnered with Starry Meadow Astrology, which is a really good friend of mine. She, talk about a magical powerhouse. She is almost creepy in the work she does because it is so accurate that it sends chills up my spine. Like, she'll just glance at someone's chart and she'll like know every single thing about that person. And I can't speak highly enough of her. But she does them through our website. So you can book on, because she doesn't have a website herself. So we partnered. But she's called Starry Meadow Astrology, and she does everything. She can do, she does the regular natal charts, but then she can do like the side by side, and then she can do all these crazy other ones. But she's so gifted. And I'm actually using her as like 5 Christmas gifts this year. Like, I'm just gifting her services to people that I know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So your website is literally also a platform like promoting other small businesses, women-owned businesses. That's great. I love that so much. Okay, so as if I haven't said it enough, definitely go check out Nikki's website. We'll link everything in the episode of this podcast. But it is moonlightmindfulness.com. And Nikki, do you want to pick a, oh, it's 5:55 where I am. I was about to say pick an O-star egg. Do you know what emoji, what should we have for this week's episode?
So my go-to emoji is always a black heart, but I don't know if
should it be black hearts and cupcakes?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. So everybody who's listening, thank you for getting all the way to the end here. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Go head over to today's Instagram post or the post associated with this episode and fill the comments with black hearts and cupcakes. Show Nikki some love, and then head over to her Instagram, fill up her comments with hearts and cupcakes so that she knows that you came from the podcast. And yeah, definitely, please go check out all of her links. And then also, I remember at the very beginning of the episode, you said that you have a friend with her or their own, was it makeup line or something like that? Or
yeah, so she's Aisling Organics, and all her makeup's organic. She actually went viral on TikTok because she can eat her own lipstick.
Okay, that's great.
Incredible.
Did she flavor them?
I don't even know. I don't think it tasted good, but there's just nothing. There's nothing in them. Like, it's purely organic. Her makeup's amazing. So yeah, definitely check her out. Aisling Organics.
Aisling. Okay, it definitely sounded like something that our audience might be interested in. So go check her out. Love to shout out all of the small businesses that we can in one episode. I think that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for coming on the show with me today. I loved meeting you, and now I'm going to be baking this weekend for Halloween. So I'll post a picture when I do on our Instagram, and I'll tag you so you can see it.
Thank you so much for having me. I just have to say that, I'm very grateful to come on here, and I love podcasts get me through like packaging things. So
yes,
I'm so grateful to be on this, and hopefully I helped some people, with a little bit of my words of wisdom and all the things that are on our website. So thank you so much.
And everybody send Nikki some manifesting energy for her novel because I want to read it.
Maybe and that'll be our next episode.
Yeah, after at some point when it's published, or maybe right before it's published, we'll have to have you back on to talk about it because I'm like literally excited for it. So
sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, we will chat on our next future episode, already manifesting it.
Love that.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.